This is the Mind Body Podcast with Coach Arvin, and I welcome those of you that are ready to play full out, face your fears, and challenge your limitations so you can shift into the powerful and confident person you know you're meant to be. This is for the few that are ready to fully commit to this journey and do whatever it takes to play this game of life at their absolute best.
Before we move on with the topic of the podcast here, I want you to take a moment and just celebrate yourself. Like, give yourself a hell yeah, because you're taking time out of your day to put yourself around some influence that's going to help you grow, help you evolve into a better version of yourself. That says a lot about you. That says that you're willing to do the things that most people won't. You know, it says that your own personal growth is a priority for you. It says that you know you have the capability to be living an extraordinary life, and you're wanting to do the things necessary to make that happen. And I know, as being a performer mindset like myself, that you share a similar mindset, that a lot of times we're always focusing on what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. And sometimes we just have to stop and say, you know what? I'm doing a badass job here. You know, I'm doing some really great things. And I want you to take that moment for yourself here and just think about it. Think about all the extraordinary things that you are doing, and make sure that we have our mind and our focus in the right spot. And as we move forward here in the podcast, we're going to talk about the topic of certainty. I was listening to a YouTube interview, and Grant Cardone and what was the other guy's name? I forget. But anyway, they're top performers. You know, Grant Cardone's a big sales guy, and the question was asked, you know, what do you say to these people that, you know, are really struggling to make it work? You know, like, they're exposed to a lot of the information, but it's just a struggle. You know, are they just in the wrong industry? Do they just not have what it takes to make it? And his response was, the problem is they're not all in. And the second he said that, it really resonated with me, because that's absolutely true. The reason people fail to achieve these results, they say what they want, it's because they're not all in. They're not moving forward with absolute certainty. When you make a commitment to achieve some change in your life, are you all in? Are you 100% certain this is exactly what you want? And are you, more importantly, are you 100% certain that you're going to do whatever it takes to make that shit happen? That's my mantra for 2019, and most likely for the rest of my life, is whatever it takes. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Because I know that any commitment that I've made, I've done a thorough analysis of that commitment before I made it, and I know it's exactly what I want. And if I have clarity in exactly what I want, then I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. Another interesting observation that occurred for me was when we first talked about goals at the beginning of the year. And one of the goals that I made for myself on the financial side was $688,000 this year. And that was a really edgy goal for me, because it was obviously more than I've ever made in my life in 1 year. It was triple of my best year ever in my life. And it was just really uncomfortable to put it out there, because I was really struggling with the beliefs behind it. Did I have absolute certainty that I was going to be able to make this happen? And as I thought about it, I realized that it was that belief system. I didn't have the belief in place, the belief in myself, that I could do it. And I realized then that that's what was holding me back. The beliefs that we have about ourselves are what guide us in life. And then once I realized, well, I was struggling with the belief there, and I worked on that belief, then this new idea became easy for me, because it provided certainty. I knew what I wanted. Now I believed I was the kind of man that could pull that off. And then I was able to move forward with absolute certainty. And the interesting observation that I had, for those of you guys that tuned into my YouTube presentation, my YouTube announcement a couple days ago, is I have made the commitment to make a $10,000 investment turn into a $10 million profit. And I'm going to document the whole process. And you want to know what was crazy? is it was harder for me. It was more uncomfortable for me to state publicly that I was going to make $688,000 than it was for me to say I'm going to turn $10,000 into $10 million. And I just have this relaxed confidence about it. I just know it's going to happen because I believe with absolute certainty that I can make this happen because I know I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I understand what this process looks like. You know, it took me 10 years to master my health. It took 10 years to really learn all about these principles of mastery and how to create permanent change in your life. And it may take 10 years for me to hit this $10 million goal. Maybe, maybe not. I don't expect it to. I expect it to be much faster because I've learned so much about how a lot of this stuff works for me internally. Now it's just about me going out there and seeking this, you know, the advice and the coaching and the skills that I need in order to grow that kind of wealth. But in terms of what I believe, yeah, I believe I'm going to sit at that table. And it's a really cool feeling to have 100% belief in yourself and to have 100% certainty in what you want and 100% certainty that you'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. It eliminates all the stress, the anxiety, and a lot of the fear, really, right? Because I've made a decision. I'm in. I'm all in. This is going to happen. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I know it's going to be hard at certain times. I know there's going to be obstacles that come up that I don't expect. I know there's going to be frustrations I got to fight through. I know there's going to be things that I just don't know how to do, and I'm going to have to figure it out. What have I said about that topic? Your success in life is directly correlated to your ability to figure shit out. And I pride myself on being a problem solver, a solution creator. And I hope that you do too. I'm okay if I don't know the answer because I'm going to find it. And I'm going to seek out, either I'll find it on my own or I'll seek out people that already know it and ask for their advice or their coaching or their teaching to help me get through it. What I want you to take away from this is to ask yourself that question. You know, the things that you're focusing on right now in your life, whatever that is, whatever you're working towards right now, do you have absolute certainty in what that is? Absolute. Nothing's taking me off my path because I know exactly where I want. I know exactly where I'm going. Do you have absolute certainty in your belief in your ability to pull it off, to make it your reality? Do you believe it with absolute certainty in your soul that you can do it, that you will do it? And do you have absolute certainty that you will do whatever it takes to make it happen? It doesn't matter what comes up. All that is a test to see how bad you want it. Are you going to push through every frustration? Are you going to fight through every obstacle? Are you going to do whatever it takes to make that your reality? And when you can answer yes to all three of those, enjoy it. Because like I said, this incredible sense of confidence and peace and enthusiasm will come over you because you're all in. You've made a decision and you're moving forward and it's only a matter of time before it becomes your reality. Certainty, guys. Find it. Embody it. And make sure that's what you're always coming from with everything that you're doing. And everything you want will become your reality.